Nolte, Disney groomers face another potential flop with Pixar's Elemental. By John Nolte on June 3, 2023. The child exploiters at Disney are looking at another potential flop with Pixar's poorly reviewed Elemental. How's your Pride Month going, groomers? The perverts and fetishists at Disney reportedly dumped $200 million into this sucker and will likely spend another $100 to $150 million on a useless promotion campaign. The result? Well, the result is glorious. Elemental is predicted to open on June 16 somewhere between $31 and $41 million. Ultimately, box office pro says it could fail to pass $100 million. Best case, it hits $167 million domestic. Unless the same overseas audience currently rejecting that stupid Little Mermaid remake powers Elemental to an additional $400 to $500 million, Disney's predators are looking at a potential wipeout. In other words, once again, Disney could lose millions and millions and millions. Which is exactly what a company deserves when it exposes little kids to male transvestites in a dress. The tepid reviews are another drag, if you'll pardon the expression, on Elemental. Imagine how awful this Pixar entry must be to capture a pathetic 64% fresh from a corrupt movie critic industry desperate to suck up to all things Disney. Pixar films generally earn fresh ratings of over 90%. Even Pixar's first flop, The Good Dinosaur, 2015, earned a 75% fresh. Other than Cars 3, which earned 40%, a quick scan tells me Elemental is the second worst reviewed movie in Pixar's history. Disney's child groomers lost the animation crown to Universal long ago. Because Universal seeks to entertain rather than corrupt children, that studio has made killing after killing. While Disney's child abusers have suffered one flop after another, the big gay Buzz Lightyear movie, the big gay Strange World movie, the stupid Little Mermaid remake. Another potential problem on Disney's horizon is the upcoming Indiana Jones sequel, which is also facing terrible reviews. Thus far, by my count, super woke Disney has killed the following franchises and brands: Pixar, Star Wars, Willow, Indiana Jones, and the now crumbling Marvel. Galaxy of the Guardians 3 is doing okay. But the Marvels, November 30th, is looking like something closer to the Eternals mega flop than anything Guardians. But even if these movies make money, the brand damage takes its drip toll on audience goodwill and box office. Before Disney decided to come out of the closet as evil child abusers, the studio was invincible, the brand was one of the world's greatest. Now Universal's Super Mario Bros. Is making formerly Disney-level money, $1.2 billion and counting, while Disney can hardly afford gas for the van that circles elementary schools. Watch. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.